All right. We're going to get started here with our post-qualifying availability for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Congratulations, Daniel. Thanks for joining us for a few minutes. We're now joined by Daniel Suarez, driver of the number 41 Haas Automation Ford, who will start from the pole position in tomorrow's Quaker State 400. We'll take questions for Daniel. If you have one, raise your hand, state your name and affiliation, and we're going to start with Chris.
Chris Knight, headtrends.com, Felicia, that is. How do you feel like you can go for your first win tomorrow?
You know, I feel pretty good about it. Pretty much the whole day has been pretty smooth. The 41 for Mustang Haas Automation, it's been pretty quick. We haven't done a lot to it. You know, it's a big advantage when you unload the car from the hauler and then the car is fast out of the box. So I feel very good about it. My crew chief Billy Scott and my engineer, they have done an amazing job. My entire team building this race car, and we have showed the speed today. So hopefully we can keep up that track position. Track position is going to be huge tomorrow. So hopefully we can keep that track position all night long. Do not make mistakes. You know, make a good clean race, and I feel like we have everything that it takes to make it happen. So why not? We have had a lot of first time winners lately. Let's try to make a third one here.
All right, Jerry, go ahead.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. You were kind of relaxed out there talking to us a while ago and before you ever made your run. Did you have any idea exactly how fast you were going to be? Did you guys set up for this for the qualifying run in practice, or how long were y'all working on this run?
No, actually, no. I mean, I was comfortable because we show a lot of speed in race stream. But, you know, these impound races are really tricky because you work so hard in race stream and then you make a 1Q trim and you hope for the best. You know, you don't really set up your car for one lap. You set up your car for race stream and hope that qualifying trim is going to be good enough. And that's exactly what we did. And actually, when we did our Q run and first practice, we were not the fastest car out there. So we knew that the car was very fast, but we didn't really know, you know, how exactly it was going to be in Q trim. We knew that track position was going to be extremely important tomorrow, and we knew that we had a fast car, but we didn't know exactly how fast. And to be honest, as soon as I opened my lap and I got through corner one and two, I knew I had a rocket. I knew that if I wasn't going to make the pole, it was going to be because of me. So luckily, I made it, and I didn't make my team look bad because the car was extremely fast.
Mm-hmm. All right, additional questions? We'll go Dustin and Claire.
I've got a couple questions for you, Daniel. You referenced, you know, there have been two first-time winners the last couple weeks. Let's make it three. Is it frustrating to see those others, or how does it, because you're in a similar situation, is it piss you off? Is it a reminder, or is it a motivation?
You know, I really see it as a motivation, especially Alex Bowman. You know, Alex is a great friend. We have been racing together since 2011, since I moved here. I remember trying to talk to him when I didn't speak English. So I was actually very, very happy for him a couple of weeks ago when he got the first win. And, you know, I see that more as a motivation, and that times come at the right time. And I feel like this race team, you know, it's been working extremely hard to be where we are right now. And I don't feel like we are exactly where we need to be yet. I feel like we are moving towards the right direction, but as you know, we haven't won races this year yet. We have had fast race cars, but we haven't closed the deal. So I feel like we are getting better and better, and we are bringing faster race cars to the track, and we have to take advantage of those situations. You know, I really feel like my 41 Ford Mustang this weekend is probably the best car that I have had in the last month and a half or so. So hopefully we can make a good, smart race and make it happen.
Also, I know a lot of time has passed since Texas, but that was a very good weekend for you guys with qualifying top five, finishing third. Some people have kind of talked about there are some similarities with parts of this track with Texas. So based off of what you had in Texas and feeling like the improvement coming in, did you guys feel like that this was the potential to put all four cars in the top 10 in qualifying and maybe do more come tomorrow night?
You know, Texas was very good to us. Michigan was very good to us. We have had good races, but in the last few weeks, we've been struggling a little bit, just trying to find that little extra. And you know, we know that we have had the speed to run top 10, sometimes top 5, but we haven't had that winning car just yet. So in the last few weeks, we've been trying different stuff and trying to find that extra push. Unfortunately, it didn't work out the way that we wanted to work out, and that put us in a difficult situation in the points right now. Not a difficult situation, but not as comfortable situation as we were a month ago. So now we decide to go, you know, where we know that we're fast and we're showing that. So I'm happy for that. We just have to be patient and keep working. We have a long ways to go when it comes to improving still. But I know that we are moving in the right direction.
All right, Claire.
Claire Beeline, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. What's the relevance of this poll, both to the race and what it really means to you right now? Put it in perspective, because it's really easy. It's exciting when we watch you get the poll, but we're trying to put it in perspective for you.
You know, it's just a lot of fun for my guys. And, you know, sometimes you need a little bit extra motivation. And not just myself, but the entire team. You know, we have had fast race cars. We've been qualifying in the top 5, top 10, you know, almost every week. But the last few weeks, they've been a little rough to us. And the reason of that is because we've been trying different stuff. But it doesn't really matter. We know the reason. And sometimes, even knowing the reason, you feel a little down because you want those results, even knowing that you were making a bet in something. So I was extremely happy to see a lot of people smiling in the 41 group after the poll. I know it's just the starting position that we don't get a trophy for that, but we know that we have a very fast race car and race stream as well, and hopefully we can show that tomorrow night.
And what's the advantage here, starting from the front and picking the pit selection here?
Well, as you saw in practice, and most of the drivers I'm going to mention, track position is huge. Not just here, but everywhere we go. So I feel like we're one step ahead already. We have track position. We're going to have a good pistol. Now it's on me to make a good, clean, free mistake race and have fun. You know, Billy, I'm sure he's going to call a smart, good race as always, and do our thing.
All right, I believe we have one additional question in the back.
Peter Trotta, TSJ Sports. Daniel, Stuart Haas was the team to beat last year. Is there pressure among you and your teammates to deliver Stuart Haas their first win of the year?
You know, Stuart Haas, in my opinion, was the best team last year. And you know, racing is like a roller coaster. In every level of racing, the tops or go-karts. It's like a roller coaster. Sometimes you can be in the top, and the next weekend you can be in the bottom. You know, the competition changed so much. You know, drivers, teams, cars, rules. It's a consistent change and a consistent keeping up with things. And this year, unfortunately, we were a little bit behind. And that doesn't mean that we didn't work hard enough in the off-season. It's just that whatever bet we made in the off season didn't pay off, and that's the reason why we struggled a little bit in the first months of the season. But you know, I'm extremely impressed of the people that involved Stuart Haas Racing and Ford Performance, because when things are good, I know they work hard, but when things are not very good, they work extremely hard, and we have had long meetings and got long conversations about what we need, where we need to improve, and I feel very proud to be part of this team. I know that we are not exactly where we need to be just yet, but I know, as I mentioned, that we're heading in the right direction, and hopefully we can show that tomorrow night.
All right, Daniel, congratulations on your pole run today. We wish you the best of luck tomorrow evening, and Good luck.
Thank you, guys.